We are making efforts to walk the talk as well, and in this spirit, we are trying to reduce the carbon footprint of this event and also calculate our carbon footprint and see how much it needs to be reused. And of course, it's clear that we cannot have a zero footprint event. That's why it's important that we take responsibility for our emissions. And I'd like to present now to you how large our carbon footprint is today. First of all, we do this using a calculator developed by Energia Klub or Energy Club, a Hungarian non-profit organization. And we don't only take into consideration the travel that you each made or the journey you each made, but also the food, the energy used here, and also the amount of preparation we put into this event, and also the paper we used. So all kinds of things. And we also, as you probably noticed, we also try to do quite a lot to reduce our carbon footprint. First of all, we try to pick a central location that's easy to get to by public transport, hopefully even from abroad. And then we also try to take advantage of natural lighting, but it's a bit of a challenge if there is too much of it. And then we use local caterers who have policies in place to buy local food and to support local producers. And this restaurant, Solier, they are part of the local food network as well, which is a local NGO initiative with researchers, NGOs, and restaurants, private people as well. And then we try to promote a low meat diet. You could all reply to the question we asked when registering what kind of diet you would like to choose for today. And thank you for selecting the vegetarian or vegan option. And we also serve fair trade coffee and tea, thanks to Védegylet and their associates. Thank you. And we used as few handouts as possible. So the results. There were 57 participants at this 7-hour event, and altogether we emitted 8.8 tons of CO2. As a comparison, an average Hungarian emits 5 tons a year, and an average EU citizen 7.5 tons per year. So I don't know how you would like to look at this, whether it's a high carbon or low carbon, hopefully low carbon event. And how it is divided? Well, 88% of this is taken up by flights, because we had our project partners and some other international guests here. Without that, our footprint would have been less, but we wouldn't have benefited so much from learning together and learning from each other. And you can see that the second greatest contributor is food. Even though we make all this effort to reduce the footprint of the food, it's still quite substantial. Apart from meat, coffee and tea are great contributors as well, and sugar. Okay, how to offset this footprint? Well, as Green Dependent, we usually choose to plant trees to offset emissions in a year, so not wait for the lifetime of the tree. We calculate how much they absorb in a year, even though they will continue to live. But there is a tradition to calculate with lifetime absorption capacity as well. Well, if we choose to offset these emissions in a year, then we would have to plant 113 trees, fruit trees, because we don't just want to offset the emissions, we also want to produce a harvest, useful harvest for people. This is just one event. We had 113 trees. Well, in comparison, we just concluded a small footprint campaign for families and households. And in this campaign, we planted exactly the same number of trees. But in that campaign, it was a national campaign. We had 13 smaller training events and one big event, bigger than this one. So you can compare that if it's an international event, the carbon footprint is much larger. If we calculate with lifetime of the trees, we only need 6 trees. Well, and now you contribute, thank you all for this, you contributed 45,000 forints, and from this amount, we can buy 45 native fruit trees from a gene bank. And we are already talking with the local government about where to plant these trees so that they support the local community here, and they are very happy to help us with finding a nice venue. And so we will plant these 45 trees. This way we can't offset our emissions in a year, but we don't have to wait for their lifetime. This will mean that our impact is offset in about 10 years with these 45 trees. In comparison, this is more than people usually do, much more, because they usually at big events and when they advertise that it's a CO2 neutral event, it's usually the lifetime they calculate with and not yearly. So this is, I think we should rejoice about this. Our common effort resulted in a quicker emission offsetting than usual. So thank you very much. And this is how we usually plant trees. This is people from our local carbon or climate club, and this is planting trees in a local community garden. So we'll report to you. Obviously now it's not a good time to plant trees. We'll do it in the autumn, but we'll report back to all of you. Thank you very much. And